Our guest at the cafe this morning is Derek Price with Green Shoot Media in Greenville. And Derek also writes the Car Gazing column, which is in the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal and distributed around the country. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
I've been hearing that millennials, and a lot gets attributed to millennials these days, young people, late teens to early 30s, that that their interest in cars is not nearly as great as every generation that has preceded them for the last 100 years mm-hmm. or so. What do you make of that?
I think there is some truth to that. Like a lot of stereotypes about millennials, there's some facts that might apply to some people. It's kind of hard to paint an entire generation with one broad brush, though. But in general, there are some statistics about millennials that are pretty interesting. One of them is, back in the 1980s, about 80% of 18-year-olds had a driver's license. Today, that's down to about 60%. So that's a big, big change. And this is in a country that kind of invented the car for every person. You know, the Ford Model T was the first vehicle that was extremely popular for the masses. Our whole country and our infrastructure is built around cars. And the implications of this, even a small change, a 20% change like that, just massive for our country.
The car cultures is what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
So that was for 18-year-olds?
18-year-olds, right.
Wow. And I will tell you, my daughter did not get her driver's license until I think she was 17. And, you know, used to kids at 16, the 16th birthday at 8 a.m., yeah. you know, they were there at the driver's license office or the, you know, the police office, whatever, DPS, to do the driver's test and get that license. And,
yep. My little brother was the same way. I've got a brother 11 years younger than me. And when he turned 16, it wasn't a big deal. He didn't get his license. He waited a couple of years and eventually got it.
Yeah. So we're seeing less interest from that standpoint. Is there anything on sales or ownership of cars for?
Yeah. No. So when these statistics first came out, the car companies were really freaking out about it because they thought there was a potential. This is a whole generation of people that's basically not going to buy new cars. But as time has gone on, there's more data out now. And basically what's happening is they're delaying buying a car. So just like a lot of millennials, statistically, they delay starting a family compared to previous generations. They're later getting married. They're later buying houses. They're still buying cars, but they do it at a later date for their first new car, typically.
Well, I'll tell you, if you look around here, you would be hard pressed to say that young people are not driving cars because the parking lots at this university are full every day.
Yep, absolutely. And
of course, not all of that is students, but a lot of it is. We're talking with Derek Price, and Derek writes the Car Gazing column that you see in the Herald Banner and elsewhere. And we're talking about the trend of millennials being seemingly less interested in owning cars than generations in the past. You say there's something called a subscription model that's being tried out.
Yeah, there are really a couple of things car companies are doing to try to target millennials and reverse this trend. One is focusing on technology in the car that connects with smartphones. Because if there's one thing that is absolutely a true stereotype mm-hmm. about millennials is they're very, very connected with their smartphones typically. And they're focusing on that. But the other thing is a lot of younger people are used to buying services on a subscription basis. So like we pay for Netflix in our family, and it's a flat monthly rate. You get to watch the movies. You know, we pay for things like Spotify with a flat monthly rate. Well, car companies are doing the same thing. You can now subscribe to a car from a certain number of brands. They're kind of experimenting with it, seeing how it works. But the idea is like this, you know, owning a car to a certain extent is a hassle. You've got to get insurance. You've got to keep it maintained and do all the oil changes and stuff like that. There are a lot of people who just don't want to mess with that stuff. They'd rather write one monthly check and get access to a car. All the maintenance is taken care of, things like that. And it might be if they only need it for a temporary period of time, too. They don't need to have a car every day because they use public transportation or Uber or things like that. Well, you can subscribe to a car for a month and have a car to take for the holidays, for example.
How would that be different? I think I picked up some answers to this question as you were going along there, but I was going to ask, how is this different from leasing? But it's a shorter term than a typical lease.
It can be, and the different programs are different in what they offer, but one of the best examples here locally, there's a chain of dealerships, Park Place, that sells a lot of luxury cars over in Dallas. Mm-hmm. They just a few months ago started a subscription program. It's kind of a pilot program they're trying out, and you can pay a flat monthly rate for access to a whole fleet of cars. So the idea is, let's say you want a flashy two-door sports coupe for date night, and then you want a luxury SUV on a road trip for a vacation the next week, and then you have a sunny day and you want to drive a convertible. convertible. Well, you can swap cars out all the time. You pay the same monthly fee, and it includes your insurance, it includes the price of the car, and you're just buying access to a whole group of vehicles.
Like, yeah, and how much would that cost then,
so
per month?
To me, it's pretty expensive. It's about $900 a month for the cheapest tier.
The world's changing fast, isn't it, Derek?
It is. Yeah, it's a lot of fun to watch.
Interesting to see where this will be 10 years from now. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Derek Price, car-gazing columnist, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KEDR.